I bought season tickets to the Memphis Showboats. We're going to be on row three, the KWAM row.
And that's starting not too long.
A couple of weeks away. Opening season. Going to be a lot of fun.
Very exciting.
Go Showboats.
Yeah, right. All right. I'm going to have to get some. We're going to have to get some KWAM Showboat swag.
We can do that. We've got 10 season tickets on row three. So we've got prime territory.
Amazing.
Can we bring Commissioner Mick Wright in?
We'll ask him. Commissioner Mick Wright joins us on the phone lines this morning. Commissioner, would you want a row ticket?
Oh, goodness. Absolutely. It's exciting to see sports coming alive in Memphis. And so anytime we can support the local team, that's great. So thank you all for being supporters.
We love the Showboat, so we're excited about that. Commissioner, thanks for coming on the program today.
Absolutely. My pleasure to be with you. And I think, we're going to be talking about the clerk here. Yeah. And this keeps coming up again and again. But I think it's a hopeful day for me.
All right. So you say hopeful. How so? Because I know the mayor sent a letter to y'all yesterday, including the clerk. Tell us what he sent.
Yeah. So this was late afternoon yesterday. The mayor sent this memo to Clerk Halbert, as well as copying the county attorney, the district attorney, and the members of the Shelby County Commission, basically informing us and informing her that she needs to, by the end of business tomorrow, select a new location for her Poplar site.
So why the Poplar site? What's his issue with that location?
So according to this memo, and this is not something that we were aware of before, at least I wasn't, that her lease is coming due and it is expiring at the end of June. And so, as we know, it has taken this clerk many, many months to set up a new office. And so what the mayor is telling her and telling us is that she has to select a new location. I guess there are alternative locations in that same shopping center that are available to her. But evidently, she has not taken the steps necessary to select one. So the mayor has given her until the close of business tomorrow to select a new location. Otherwise, he is threatening to begin a meeting that would lead to her ouster, basically.
You know, Commissioner, again, and we joked about this earlier in the show. You wonder if she has some photos of the county mayor or somebody in a compromising position, because at this point, it makes absolutely no sense why this woman still has a job. I mean, we've been dealing with this for well over a year, and I'm, by the way, one of those people. I sent in my money and they cashed my check. I still have not gotten my tags, which expired in February. And there are a lot of other people in the same boat that I'm in. So I'm just wondering why this woman still has a job.
It's really unbelievable. And I'm sorry you're caught up in it as well. So many of my constituents have been. That's why we were so disappointed that our candidate, Jeff Jacobs, he would have been fantastic. He could have turned things around, but unfortunately, the voters selected her again. And I think at the same time, they actually increased the Democratic majority on the commission. And that's what I think. So when you ask, like, why is this keep going on? The only thing that explains it to me is the partisan, her partisan status. And so it's really incumbent on the Democrats to take care of business, to join us. You know, the Republicans have been ready to do this for over a year now, I would say. But even if our numbers doubled, we would still be in the minority on the Shelby County Commission. So it's really going to take our Democratic colleagues stepping up. And I'm hopeful that they join the mayor now. You know, the mayor is now saying he's basically had enough. And so hopefully the Democrats really need to step up and join him, join us, and let's just take care of this issue.
It was shocking to me because the voters clearly decided that they would rather have gross incompetence in that office than someone who was actually well qualified. And, we've had that debate and that conversation on this radio station since that election, but elections do have consequences.
Yeah, unfortunately so. I have nothing personally against Ms. Halbert. It's not like I wake up every day thinking how I can, be a thorn in her side by any means. I just want her to do the job. And I think that's what a lot of us are saying is, goodness gracious, this should be easy to do these things, opening up offices, hiring staff, mailing out plates, just transacting, you know, business for the county. And so it's not anything remarkable we're asking. But I think it falls back to politics. And that's why I'm pleading with my Democratic colleagues. Let's please just take care of this.
Yeah, because now they can't say it's just a Democrat or Republican issue, because now you have Lee Harris, as you mentioned, on just a couple minutes ago. I know Brittany Thornton, she's already come out, basically said, I'm going to be a friend with Wanda Hauber and support her. But let's cut to the chase. Do you really think at the end of the day they'll actually get this done and oust Wanda Hauber?
I really hope so. There was a moment of hope last summer as well where we were within one vote of taking care of it. But again, it's going to come down to politics. But I would say this is impacting not just the Republican suburban areas or the more conservative areas in Memphis. This is affecting citizens throughout Shelby County. And I know my Democratic colleagues are hearing about it as well. But I would say this, please, please, if you have a personal story to share about how the clerk's office has mistreated or failed to perform duties, please reach out to all of the commissioners because they need to hear from the citizens.
It's great advice, Commissioner, and we're going to leave it there. We appreciate you coming on the program today, and let's just hope that this situation is going to get remedied. And again, I just want my car tags. That's all. It's you pay right for it, you just want it. That's it. Pretty simple. So
it's not too much to ask, and just pray for us.
Indeed. All right, Commissioner, thank you.
Go to therapy.
Jeez, Lou.
Well, maybe pay for your bill.
Oh, my word. People. It's nuts.
I know.
Just nuts.